Hello guys, welcome back to the podcast, Jeffrey and the Minecraft Experiences, episode 5. And I decided, since it is 11:40, and it is almost Monday, so happy Monday, when this podcast gets uploaded, it will be 12 o'clock, and this will be the next day, so I decided that I was going to post at exactly 12 o'clock, because why not? And we're going to go into our world. We're loading resource packs right now, which there is none, so don't worry about that. It's generating right now. Riptide enchantment will propel you through the air and the rain. Just so y'all knew that. Did you know you can hold a map in your offhand? No way. Alright, so anyways guys, we are back in our world, and yes, yesterday, we did get another portal, and I want to go check that out, but I'm going to need a better sword, so I'm going to make an iron one if I have iron. I don't know if I have iron. I might have to go mining for a little bit now till I get some iron so I can prepare to go into the Nether and fight some blazes. Just why not? Might as well get an early going to preparing our ender eyes. If you know what I mean. If you don't know what I'm talking about at all, search it up. You'll find out what I'm talking about. But, yeah. Alright, so we're heading down into the mine. Maybe if we find diamonds this episode, we will get ourselves a diamond sword instead. But that's probably likely not gonna happen, because I think we ran out of luck that one episode that we found diamonds in. So, yeah. Okay, so we're just gonna start mining down into this mine. It is not very interesting in the mine yet. This world is going to be epic, and I'm thinking about moving pretty soon, actually. Ooh, and speaking of getting more iron, I just found some more iron, a patch of iron. I don't know how much we'll get in it, but it looks like we're only getting how much here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, yeah, okay. We got 4 exactly. It's okay, it is enough to make a diamond, I mean, not a diamond sword, but a iron one. So that's pretty exciting. Sell me... Never mind. I am going to add music, background music, into this episode. It's going to be the first episode that you have background music, because I know people in the background of my podcast may disturb your listening to the podcast, so maybe the background music might drown the background noises of my recording, just drown out, you know. And we found one more patch of iron. It's only 2. Not that much, but I mean, whatever we can get, you know? We actually have 0 iron. I just realized that. We spent it all on our flint and steel and everything like that. So yeah, we have 5 diamonds, but I want to keep those for the enchantment table, which I will be making soon. I don't know when, but soon I will be making that. I'm gonna place down some torches. At 22 of them left, why not place some down? So, actually right now I'm going to start smelting the iron, and while that's happening, I'm going to still be mining and everything like that. So, we're gonna continue our grind for diamonds. And like I said, after this episode ends, I am going to be doing some work off camera, so this world is to the best it can be, and I don't want to bore y'all out with mining, but since these are the first couple episodes, I want to do it, I want to, you know, experience everything with y'all, like I said in one of the earlier episodes. Looks like we got a lot of iron in this patch that we have found. I think there's a little bit more, but there's gravel that might be covering it up. Yeah, Okay, so we're gonna break this gravel. And there's actually two more where it was covering. There might be more behind it as well. But yeah, and iron is really important for beginners, not so much starters. I mean, you know, people that have been playing at the end. They're just a good tool to waste that you don't need when you have like a stack of iron or something like that, a stack of diamonds, which I probably won't have ever in this series, but you know, gotta prepare for everything. And I will be probably using iron pickaxes a lot, but it's probably just because of my luck, because I am not the luckiest person. I just got really lucky that one time, and that probably won't happen to me again. Let's check up on our iron. Let's see, yeah, it's done. I'm gonna put some of the unnecessary stuff in my chest, like the stuff that I found in my last episode. I'm just gonna put all of it into there, and then we'll take out what we do need. So iron, our logs, and our wool. And you know what? We're gonna take our diamonds upstairs as well. Oh yeah, our carrots and our potatoes, because we need to plant those down in our farm, which I'm so excited for. It's just so exciting, making progress. All right, I'm gonna take the six iron that I found before. We're making an iron sword. And we're gonna make our little farm first, and then we will go into the Nether, guys. So this is super exciting, big progress. And to get experience in this game really fast, you will, a quick way to get it is by mining quartz blocks. So yeah, we'll probably be doing that later episodes, maybe even this episode, if I find some. Just spread out those few blocks, first few blocks. And I am hungry. Goodness gracious. Thinking of what to say, because I cannot think when I'm paying attention, but you know, especially since I'm talking about a whole bunch of nonsense to keep y'all busy. No. There's a creeper in our house, and I cannot run. Yo. Back up, creeper. Oh, thank God I killed him. Ooh, that could have ended horribly. Thank goodness. Okay, so we're gonna hold down some of this. We're gonna get our carrots, and we're gonna get our potatoes, our 9 potatoes, and our 6 carrots. So this is gonna be a really good farm so far. This is really good progress for a farm, especially since I'm just finding all this stuff. And place our potatoes. 1, 2, 3, and then there's a block that I have not placed anything down. Oh yeah, that's a melon. Yeah, these things do not want to grow at all, honestly. Taking forever to grow. It's probably just because I don't have any water just yet for them. Alright, I'm going to put my diamonds, my iron, and everything. Everything that's important, I'm going to put in a chest. Maybe not food. And we're going to cook our steaks that we got. We're gonna actually make them into steaks. Ooh, there's my chicken from like a long, long time ago. Yeah, that tastes good. Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna put our raw beef in there now. Gonna eat some of our mutton. And now we're gonna go into the Nether. I'm super excited. Alright, let's go. Alright, we're teleporting right now. It is generating the world. The infinite Nether world. Ooh, I don't know how I like this. Oh my God, there's no. I need to leave. There's freaking ghasts right off the bat. I cannot do that. Okay, so that's a good looking area. So what the Nether looks like, for y'all to know, it's like a big cliff that I'm hanging off of. And yeah, don't worry guys, I just have a scratchy throat. I have no idea. Don't worry, I don't have the Minecraft virus. I don't know if I can say that. Alright. I just made a bucket. I'm actually gonna go down to the beach and I'm gonna go get some water for my farm. I'm gonna have to make an infinite water source up here so I don't have to go up and down and up and down. If you don't know how to make an infinite water source, basically all you need to do is break 4 blocks on the ground and place 4 buckets of water, and you can grab water from any side you want to, and it will just regenerate. And I don't understand why Minecraft allows it to work. I guess they understand that it's super annoying going up and down for some water unless you literally live right next to water. So I guess it's a little thing that Minecraft did. I'm not too sure. But there we go. There's our second bucket. Alright, we're gonna go down 2 more times and we should be good. Alright, yeah. Just spotted a little iron under the little island part. Ooh, this is exciting, bro. Alright, not really. I'm just making a joke. And we didn't even have to press and do 4 buckets of water. Now we literally only have to do 3 and it'll turn into a 4th one instantly. Alright, so we're gonna break a block right down, right next to the farm, so we can actually have our hydrated farm. And yeah. Alright, so we're gonna surround all of this with wood so we know where to put the water at. And then yeah, we're making good progress, you know. I actually did forget to post my clip of me finding the diamonds on YouTube. I'm so sorry for that. I don't know if you were actually looking for it or not, but it should be up there once I remember to post it. I am a forgetful person, so yeah. Alright, we're almost done filling out our farm area with water so it gets our plants get hydrated and they can actually grow, because you need sunlight, water, and all of that to have a perfect farm in Minecraft. And we got that down. Oops, sorry, that's my dad yelling in the background at my dog. I'm sorry. Hold up. Okay. So we only got a few other directions where some currents are going on that we don't want. We want water to be full everywhere. But looks like that did not do anything. Okay, so we're gonna fix that up. Try to fix it up at least. Please don't jump on my crops. Almost did. If you wanna play with me, just DM me on Instagram. It is IcedSync, and that is it. IC3DS3NK, and that is about it. That is my Instagram. No caps or anything. I meant no caps, no spaces or anything like that. Just straight up IcedSync. And yeah, you can hit me up on there if you wanna be interviewed and talk on the podcast. And later today, I think we might have a special guest on our podcast. Oh my gosh, perfect. There's some wandering traders. There's a wandering trader that I actually need. Perfect. This is so perfect. So now, looks like we lost 1 lead. Oh yeah, there's the lead. Perfect, guys. So now we got leads. So if we ever want to have a farm, now we can just do so right now if we wanted to, which I think I might want to do that. And you know, I'm gonna skip out the mining this episode, and you know what, I'm gonna just go straight into exploring the world and trying to get some what are they called? Animals for my farm. Let me make some fences so I'm very prepared. Where'd my wood go? There it is. Might have to get some more wood Hold up. Where is a tree that I can break? Perfect, here we are. There's a horse on our island. Okay, so maybe that'll be our first animal on the farm. So I'm not gonna make this like a little spread out farm. I'm actually gonna have every single animal in their exhibit. Oh, and there's two cows right next to that horse as well. I can't make this up, guys, if you don't believe me. Hey, you know, so you're lost, guys. You should. Ooh, okay, there's a drowned with a trident. We're gonna try to kill him. See if we can get his trident. And of course we did, because that is just my luck right now. I don't know why I'm getting so lucky. And of course, one of his homies is attacking me as well. Thank goodness I have this iron sword, so I can just kill him instantly. Alright, let's see the durability on this trident. Of course, it's horrible. Because why wouldn't it be? You know, all tridents that you find are horrible durabilities. And here are my cows that I want to take. And I forgot to make fences, but that's okay. We'll make that later. Alright, we have materials to make fences, so we can hurry up and do this. Alright, I'm gonna pull up my lead. Hey, two cows, I know that your family, and there's a horse right there that is like your mom or something like that, and you're like deformed or something like that, but you know what, you're coming with me. Alright, we're coming up here. Please don't be any mobs. It's just not dark, but the cliff is basically a mob spawner, basically. Like, literally, if I want to get any mobs, that is where I'm going to find them. And of course, one of my horses got loose. Come back here. Alright, we're gonna go up here. Let's see if we can get up here. Anyway, it's possible. I have no idea if this is going to work. Cow, come on. Of course, one of them got loose. I'm going to take you over to my house, and we're going to make some fences for you. Okay, perfect. We got 12. That should be enough to cover. Yeah, I can move. Once I want you in the pen, you can go in the pen. Alright, yeah. You can walk in there. It's not fully done yet, but you can go. Alright. No. That's not how it works, bud. Bud, that's not how it works. You come back. So they have to be trouble, because cows always are trouble. I need two cows as well, because if I don't have two cows, you know, what's the point? I can't breed them or anything like that. Cows, get back. This is the hardest thing to do. I think they're in there. Only if we could get this one last cow. Come on. Give me my lead back. Where'd it go? Oh, Chris is over here. Alright. Come here, cow. Come on. Come on, little guy. Come on, in here. Come on. Mister, come on. I might have to hit him in there. He's not wanting to go in there. Come on, bro. What are you doing? Felicia. I swear. Your wife is going in there. Come on, bro. Just get in there. Your wife's in there. Margaret's in there. Okay. Oh no, now they both escaped. Margaret is such a good person that, okay. Now I got him trapped, finally. That took only 9 years. Come on, give me my other lead. Yeah, okay. Thank goodness I didn't have to. Oh my goodness, I did not realize how starving I was. And you know what? I'm gonna go get that horse over there. Hello? You over there? Oh, of course. Oh my god, I just fell off the cliff. I didn't realize that it was that far down. And only had 2 hearts left. And of course, there is a whole bunch of mobs on that little island with that poor horse. And that horse is probably going to get murked. So I'm gonna go to sleep before that cow gets, the horse gets murked. And of course, I'm going to have to make a bed. But you know, I already got the materials for the bed from last episode. I got them. And super exciting. Where's my wool? Here it is, my 4 white wool. I only need 3. And now we got a white bed, finally. Oh, goodness, after days and days of staying up, I'm just so tired. And anyways, now it is morning time. Looks like some of my crops have grown in. Looks like all of them have grown in, actually. No, not all of them have grown in. Sadly. Only some of them have grown in. And we will place those back with our profits. Where's our carrots that we made profit off of? And here's a fully grown seed. So now we got 2 wheat. I'm gonna make some bread. Oh, where's our other wheat at? Because I know we had a lot of wheat. That's weird. Okay. Oh, well, that's fine. Oh, yeah. I am going to, after that little horse, and I'm going to attach him to the fence. There's no need to kidnap him and put him in a fence. All you have to do is just attach him to the fence and he'll be fine with 1 lead. But if I ever need that lead, I'm gonna take it. But where'd he go? That's so annoying. Okay, there's two cows on this island that I'm gonna kill because I could care less because I already got some. Oh yes, that's what I can do with wheat. I can tame my and breed my cows. And it is another way to get them to follow you, which is probably way easier than what I just did with the leads, but, you know, I don't think I had any weed on me at the time. And of course, there's just stupid freaking llamas just roaming around. Okay, where did we put that 2 wheat? We can actually breed them now. Alright, have a baby. There we go. Where is he? Hello. Alright guys, anyways, so basically all we did in this episode is we traveled into the Nether, we looked at what we had coming and incoming, and we made a farm, we expanded our food farm, we've got 3 cows, 1 baby cow, and yeah guys, anyways, I'm going to do some off podcast work, and next time I see y'all, hopefully I will have maybe some more diamonds, maybe some more iron. Anyways guys, hopefully y'all have a good day, good morning, because it is 5 o'clock. Anyways guys, see y'all in the next one. Peace out guys. Bye.